Holding on pay vav on the base. The bottom line. Okay. So the Gemara, Shua my Avita. What's the Shua about? The Mishnah says that he's making, he promised to serve Neder Shua Ainli Elias. Sounds like that there's, otherwise he could be Mashpia. What Shua are we talking about that we assume he has the right to be Mashpia her, and now he has to pat to her? Rabbi Huram Rav. Al apitropia shenasis b'chaya bala. So the if a person is appointed to act as a manager over somebody's property, the owner comes with an argument. I don't know whether you've done anything proper or not. So I don't have a real tie up.
Anything improper.
Anything improper or not, but I don't have a real tie. I'm not there. I don't know, but I would like you to swear to me that you've not done anything wrong. So that's a tie which a person has a right to do, because Al gave the person the right to do that. And the Mishnah talking about a scenario in a case where he would have done that with her, he would have appointed her as an apotropis. He would have appointed her as an apotropis, so he would have a right to make her swear. And the Mishnah is discussing now that he's going to be giving her some type of relief from that commitment, that right to swear. Okay. So that's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua. Okay. Pegemis Ksuvasa. It's from a case of Pegemis Ksuvasa. That a person has a shtar in somebody else and they come with a shtar to collect. So the Nitzva says the shtar is paid. Not believed. The Tevea collects with the shtar. Let's say the Tevea admits that part of the shtar has been paid already. So the locha is that once the Tevei himself is undermining the validity of the shtar and saying the part of the shtar has been paid, she said, well, maybe more of the shtar has been paid. So the Nitzva says the whole shtar has been paid, and the Tevei says part of the shtar has been paid. So we leave the choiv. We don't allow the Tevei to be collect the choiv, even though they have a shtar, until they swear. Until they swear that their mouth that they're claiming is still owed is really owed. Okay. Something more. Also, Rav Mordechai, also the Shmaita can make the Rav Asher. So Mordechai discussed these two opinions of Rav, of Rehuna Merav, and Rav Nachum Ravua, with Rav Ashi. And he said like this, Bishtam Lamandamra Allah Pagamas Ksubasa, according to Rabbi Baravua's Pshat, we understand the Maska Daita Dilma Matrichili Zuzi, we should kill him Ksubasoi. The woman would, we don't understand why a woman would contemplate the possibility of this happening, and she would ask for this commitment of the husband to not make her swear. So what would that be? So she says, I might need money. I would ask for an early payment of part of the ksuba. I realize I'm in a situation where I have to swear to collect the rest. She says to the husband, please, I want you to write up that you're not going to make me swear to collect the rest of the ksuba. So normally this is written up at the beginning of the marriage. So the woman foresees the possibility of this happening in the future, and she makes such a request. El Lamandamra El Apichopia Shinasis Bechaya Bala, that it's talking about the managerial position that she's given. So she's arranging before she's married. Ihi we have a yadah the most of the apishopia the armor like sovely the loy mishtavatali. So why should she consider the be aware of the possibility, think of the possibility before they're getting married, before the nesuin, and saying, I want you to make this commitment to me, when she's not aware that there's going to be that possibility necessarily that she's going to need to address. So why would that be pshat in the case of the Mishnah? So Rav Ashi said back, Amrle, Atun, Ahamas Nisula. You learned the going on this statement of Yehuda Rav is going back on the ratio of the Mishnah, and therefore you had your question. But anon ahomas nisan masnina law. But we have it going on the following case. The end of the Mishnah. It says, Holcham and Kevra Bala the base of Iyah, Ashachos of the base of Iyah, Lenas Apertopia, Ena Yarshim Ashbiyan Isa. If after the property passed into the hands of the Yarshim, she had no access to the property, she went straight from Kevra Bala to base of Iyah, and she was not during that time. She said the Yarshim can't make her swear. And then it says, but if she is Minas's apotropia, if she did have an apotropsis during that time, so and Yarshim Mashpina saw Allah Osid Lava, Van Mashpina saw Al Sha'avar. Okay, so they're Mashpina her on the, not on the past issues, but on the future issues. So where it says, what does that mean? Sha'avar Maya Vita, what past issues are you talking about? Amrihudum Rav, Abishapya Shanas Bakaya Habal. So it means that during the husband's lifetime, that they have no tie on. But during the apotropsis, Alba Ben Misa, the Kavura must be in law. But anything which is would be relevant to them, they're the owner. They have a right to be mashpia her. So when it says in the future, it doesn't necessarily mean in the future. It also means on the past, but on the past of while they're the owner, as opposed to when the father was the owner. And Ramas the Omar Afila Bein Misa Lekura Lo Mashpia in law. No, that it's only. From this point of after the kavura, had she become an apotropos, so they would have a right to make her swear. Why not from the tekufa of visa to kavura? The Amri Nardoi, the cargo l'mazoni v'likura mezamninan b'leach razda. So what would be relevant that she would do during that time? She would be selling off properties to take care of the needs of the kavura. So the same way we say when we have a piece of property being put up for that purpose, so we do not have to go through the achrasta process, even though normally we sell the chasim of Yisamim, we would have to put it up for public auction to see if somebody will offer a larger amount of money than what this, they're contracting to sell to X. This is 1 second. Let's go put up a public auction. Maybe somebody will offer a higher price because we want to get the best possible price for the assignment. But for the purposes of Kavurov, somebody that they have responsibilities to bury, we don't put it through Achraz. So the same way that's true, we want to get it done as quickly as possible. So over here, if we're going to put her through the process of having the swear, we're not facilitating the quickest possible process of selling, of getting the sale done. We're going to put that pressure on her. She's going to have to try and go get Adam, etc., whatever it is, in order to avoid the Shavua. You're not going to give her the confidence that we need to get this process of the sale done as quickly as possible. So, so Rav Ashi said the statement of Rav Rav, the Al Peshav Shanasa Bechai Bala, is not discussing the Reisha, what the Shua is about. It's discussing on the Seifa this issue over contrasting what the Yisrael have a right to make her to swear on, and what they don't have a right to make her swear on. And they don't have a right to make her swear on Abishabshis Bekayibala, but they do have a right to make her swear on Bein Mitzvah L'Kavur. So it's discussing a totally different issue, and therefore your question is not relevant. Okay. Sakrashi. Shua by Avita. Eiza Shua Stam. What's this like assumption that there's a shua? The ketani, the chidlei patra mashpia, mechi patra ein mashpia. That we're discussing when he can force her to swear, and we assume if he doesn't patter her, he could force her. Like what shua are we referring to? That we're assuming there's a shua. So Rav said, Rav Yudim Rav said, Al Apetropia, Pateras, Poitra Beksiva Zois, he's pattering her off from this commitment that he's committing now to patter her off from Mishua's Apetropis, in Yoshivena Chalvonis. He was going to point her to be the one taking care of his properties to sell them, etc. Normally he can make her swear. He's patting her from that. Now, Rashi learns that the point of Rav Yudim Rav is he's not patting her from Pekemis Ksubasa. Al in public Ksubasa, the Tanna Masnisin, the next Mishnah is going to tell us at the bottom of the Omid, Habegemis Ksubasa Lesifra Ela Beshua, that once a person is admitting that the Ksuba has been partially paid, they cannot collect the rest of the ksuba and the nitva. Let's say the husband is claiming it was totally paid. The woman's saying, "Well, I have a shtar." Yeah, but you yourself admit to the shtar part of it has been paid. So then you cannot collect the rest without a shua. So that he's not patting her. Well, if the meiosu shua yede tonight, he put on Yeshua the Karami Hu Allah. I was sure that he garma the Nafshalei Potala. So what's the difference? That's the Mishnah says. By accepting money for part of the Ksuva early. That's she generated that for Yeshua. That's a din of the Mishnah. So. That not that he's requesting a shua of her, that the Mishnah says, that's a din. So he did not mean to pater from that shua. And Rav Nachman of Rav Lua says that he's patering al Pagemis, he's patering from Pagemis, but Koshke Mishua Apitropia the Mikol Shua Patra. It doesn't mean only that shua, it means also that shua. And therefore, but the shua is Apichabas, I'm sure he's going to patter from with this scene. Sir Mordechai, Omer the Shemaita, Hachatakmasa, and he said over this question, Bishlam the Mandomer, Oisei Kamei the Ravashi. He asked this to Ravashi. So you understand that if it's Yerusha Pagemis Ksubosa, she says she anticipates that possibility. And she says, I want you to swear that you won't make me swear. I want you to commit that you won't make me swear over there. Miga the Rami Anafsha Tabale Tura Kolashuas. And once she's asking, she says, you know what? Why don't you just write up, you're not gonna make me swear any scenario. But the case of Apichops is why should she necessarily anticipate that and ask for such a tour? Shavashi said back at no homas nisu. You learn this going back the hold of Yehuda Reisha the Masisa. It's going on the Reisha. The Parish Bo Bahai Shua Irene doesn't say what Shua is referring to. I put the Rav Nachman. You learn that it's Machlokes of Nachman. Sabisa of Yehuda. Our Rav Nachman, Polig, that Rav Nachman's arguing that Rav Yehuda Amarav is arguing on Rav Nachman. And therefore, you have the kasha. You have this question. But Anana, Sefer the Masnisa Masnina Law. Everyone's going on the Sefer. The Ma'iri Bishuas Apichopin Behedyo. That's the topic of the Mishnah. Over there is Shuas Apichopsis. Viktani Vinas is Apichopia. What can he make you swear on? But Reb Nachman lava plugged into Reb Yehuda Itmar. Reb Nachman Rav is not responding to Reb Yehuda. Ella a perusha the Reisha Itmar. And Reb Nachman is explaining the Reisha. Nobody's arguing on that. But Reb Masta Polig out of Reb Yehuda b'Seifa. In the Seifa we have Machlokes to Reb Masta and Reb Yehuda. Bahai apichopis ka'omer l'shaavar. The case of a person is woman is the assembly of a right to make your do not have a right to make her swear on the past. What past are we referring to? Abagemis k'su kulam b'ayin the patcher the shua ba lo ayirei the chosavhi. But we said in the Reisha that the Shua, the parting of the Pagamis, the husband, when the husband says that I have no right to make you swear, neither I or my Yorshin, that's all referring to, if she continues being Apotropos to the children, that he has no, the father has no power to relieve her Shua. All the father has the power to relieve her shua is any shua which is due to him, he's committed that even his yarshim will not make her swear. The shua which is due to them personally, he has no power over them, that he's going to power up their chi of shua. So any apotropsis after he dies, if it continues, that's between her and the yarshim, he has no power over that. What he's committing to is saying anything which is due to him, even as Yarshim won't swear, so Pagamis is due to him. So Mel of the Yarshim, his patur will affect the Yarshim as well. Okay, Shavra Mayavite. What case of Ovar? Kamer and Mosai Kori the Shavar. What point is it called Ovar? To what point? So Mina Nixon the Yasminino Vein Tanai Shaloi Melban. When do we say it goes over to the authority of the Yarshim, and therefore that his commitment doesn't affect them? So Rav Nachman said, "Apichopis b'chay b'alav." Al v'bein misha l'kura karamu nechase kame yasmi. The Yerusha is immediate. The property belongs to the children. For the father's relief of a shua, does not affect him anymore because it's not his property anymore. It's theirs. And Rav Nasa said even during that period, we're not much being hurt. Why? Because he said that Nardoi says the cargo and the zayin the kura is amlin and below akras. Okay, so the cargo the froya the melech kasef golgalta the asmi. So they're coming to collect the melech is coming to collect the head tax, and she needs to sell property to be able to pay the head tax for the children. To take care of the needs of the family to eat. Either to the kvura of the husband who died or Yosemite or the children. Shane shows umosin ladavra. There's not time. You can't be deliberate in that situation. So Chazal did not. We're not mechayiv and achrasta. So therefore, the same logic which is true over there, Rav Nasma says, you're not going to make her swear about that mechira. The Efshar Shul Tezalzel B'tafsi Dosan, it's because of the pressure of the time, we cannot guarantee that she has not that she did it necessarily perfectly correctly. Maybe she undersold the property, and they're going to say, "Well, swear to us." Part of the Shul's upper troubles is that you were careful with the property, and you didn't undersell it. So you can't ask that from her. But if it's a Shul Shaker, you might be putting a Shul Shaker on her because she did not necessarily do it with the greatest deliberation due to the circumstances. Tosis says over here, Lekvura, if you learn the pshuta is the mamish selling during that time, just listen, lady, let's go get Adim. You know, I don't care if this guy's lying dead and needs to be buried, but let's go get Adim because we're caring about our money. Like that's the chiddush over here. Let's go do a public auction. You know, let's wait, put up a big sign, 3 days. What's the chiddush? We think that you're underestimating, so let's go get a bezin and do a shuma, or that we're going to make an announcement and wait and see if people are going to come. And then meanwhile, the father is multiple bizoyin for kumura. That's not the chiddush. Obviously, you don't do that. The case was that they said, you know what, let's borrow money and we'll sell the property afterwards and take care of it that way. So now there's no pressure of time anymore. They already took care of the quarter, and say, okay, so why don't we take the property, put it up for achras to sell and see what we get, and then we'll pay back the loan, and maybe we'll get somebody will offer a larger amount, and we'll pay off the loan with some money left over. Still, now what's the argument over there? Why can't you wait? Because even though theoretically this situation will, and therefore it also mean that you would make her swear. But what's going to happen is the next time there is a case of one of the children dying, she has to deal with that. She says, you know, listen, kid, I don't care if you're lying to Bizarn or not. I know what happened to you last time. They made me swear. I'm going to go get a shuma. I'm going to go get a bezdin. So they gave me a headache with a achroza afterwards. I'm going to go get a achroza right now. So by mechayev achroza, even after the fact, you're going to create a scenario which will not be tenable for the future. So therefore they said, you know what, even after the fact, there's no need for achroza or shuma. Okay. Fine. Okay. Omer Zatim Mora, Omer Rabba, Omer Rabchia. Deloy Nether, Deloy Shua. If the language that he wrote in this commitment to her was Lashon Deloy Nether Udeloy Shua, I'm allowing you to do whatever you have to do without any Nether or Shua. That's the language that he used. Then Hu Ein Yochel Hashpia, that is binding upon him. Al-Yarshin Mashpia Noisa. That language does not take away from the Yarshim the right to be mashpiah. But if he says Noki Neder, Noki Shua, that whatever you're doing will be Noki of any type of Neder or Shua, Ben Hu Ben Yarshim Ein Mashpiah Noisa. Because Hakel Kamer Lo, I'm sure you pronounce the word Mankis Minikisa Mishuasa. This transaction that you'll be doing will be totally removed from any theory of Shua. Okay, that is Rabba Amar Abkhiyah. Rabbi Yosef Amar Abkhiyah says, the Loineder Lo Shua, who any Yochel Ashbia, Al Yarshim Ashbia Nasa. Noki Neder, Noki Shua, Bein Hu, Ben Yarshim Ashbia Nasa. It's not effective at all. Because Hakel Kamer Lo, we said the opposite. What does he mean when he says that language? Niki nafshecha b'shuasa. You'll be clean. You'll be naki through the shua. Shalom Rav Zakai lemar ukva. So Rav Zakai said, Bein deloy shua, Bein denoki shua, Bein deloy neder, Ubein denoki neder. Whether you have the lashon of deloy or the lashon of denoki, mi nichsoi. If he says from my nechasim, if he adds the words. Minich soy, who in Yochel Ashpia? Al Yarshin Mashpia Noisa. If he says Minich Saya Elaine, so he doesn't say my property, he says from these items, Ben Hu Ben Yarshin Ein Mashpia Noisa. Okay. If he's relieving his claim, my nechassim, so it's not his nechassim anymore. He's saying that these properties will be totally naki of any din shua, so that applies to the yarshim as well. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Abishol Ben Ima Miriam Bein Deloy Yeshua Bein Denoki Yeshua Bein Deloy Neder Bein Denoki Neder Bein Min Nechassai Bein Min Nechassai Yilein Bein Hu Bein Yarshav Ein Mashpia Noisa. So all of these Lashonis are Lashonis which would relieve Achi of Shua even by the Yarshav. But Alba Ma'aseh Shrei Amru Chachamim Habali Parmenetz Yisraelim Rui Parale B'Shua Chazal Masak and the Zechi of Shua. When you come to collect from your Yerushim, you need to collect with a Shua. So he's patting the tour that he's giving is from Shuas that he's generating. He's pattering a Shua that Chacham generated. He's not pattering. Vika the Amr law that it's Masnisa, it's a Braisa. So it's not Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel quoting Abba Shaul ben Imam Miriam, but rather Abba Shaul ben Imam Miriam Omar Bein Deloy Shua Bein Denoki Shua Bein Deloy Neder Bein Denoki Neder Bein Min Nechase Bein Min Nechase Yulein Bein Hu Ben Yosher Bein Mashpia Noisa. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, halacha keben ima Miriam. Okay, let's hold it here.